Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Today's edition is powered by TD Ameritrade. When it comes to investing, each of us does it in our own unique way. From TD Ameritrade's award-winning technology to personalized guidance, they have everything you need to invest on your terms. Visit tdameritrade.com/YTDA to get started. IBM buying open source specialist Red Hat for $34 billion by Clint Finley. IBM just spent $34 billion to buy a software company that gives away its primary product for free. IBM Sunday said it would acquire Red Hat, best known for its Red Hat Enterprise Linux operating system. Red Hat is an open source software company that gives away the source code for its core products. That means anyone can download them for free, and many do. Oracle even uses Red Hat's source code for its own Oracle Linux product. Spending billions to acquire an open-source software company might seem strange, but companies pay Red Hat to support those products to the tune of around $3 billion in revenue each year. IBM has long been a big user of and contributor to Linux and other open-source projects. Open source was once a fringe idealistic movement in software, but it's now a core part of how big companies operate, from internet giants like Google and Facebook to Walmart and ExxonMobil. Sharing code with competitors allows companies to work together to solve common problems. Even Microsoft, which once openly mocked open source, has come around. Microsoft has released multiple open source projects and just closed a $7.5 billion acquisition of the code hosting and collaboration company GitHub. Meanwhile, IBM has struggled in recent years to transform itself into a cloud computing company. A survey commissioned by cloud management company RightScale earlier this year put IBM as the fourth most widely used cloud service behind Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, and found the company growing slower than the top three. Its Watson-branded artificial intelligence services have experienced setbacks such as the decision by Cancer Center MD Anderson to walk away from a contract with IBM last year, big layoffs, and widespread criticism within the AI industry that Watson is simply overhyped. Red Hat has had its own problems. Its shares fell 14% in one day in June, after it issued a financial forecast that disappointed investors. Shares have fallen an additional 17% since then. Red Hat isn't a major host of cloud services, but it is a major player in the building of cloud services. While Red Hat is best known for its operating system, it offers a growing range of other products that make it easy for companies to build cloud-like platforms in their own data centers or manage applications that run on multiple different cloud computing services. They include OpenShift, which is based on an increasingly popular technology known as Linux containers. Red Hat could be a good fit for IBM's business. IBM has largely transformed from a hardware giant into a services-centric company and has long partnered with Red Hat. The big question is whether the two companies will be a good cultural fit. IBM says Red Hat will operate as a standalone unit within its hybrid cloud organization, with Red Hat's leadership staying intact.